Resolving Disagreements, IEP and IFSP, 34 CFR Section 300.506 to 300.516, and 34 CFR Section 303.430, and 34 CFR Section 303.430 to 303.434, and Section 303.440 to 303.449. The following procedures describe the processes available to parents and public agencies for resolving disagreements regarding a child's early intervention or special education program and related services, including eligibility. These options include mediation, state complaint, and due process complaint. Mediation. Mediation is a voluntary process for all parties that may be used at any time by the parents of a child with a disability and the public agency responsible for the education of the child to resolve disagreements involving any matter under Part B of the IDEA, including matters arising prior to the filing of a due process complaint. Mediation may be requested by parents or the public agency. If during an IEP-IFSP team meeting, a parent disagrees with a child's IEP-IFSP or the special education services provided to the child, the IEP-IFSP team shall provide the parent in plain language an oral and written explanation of the parent's right to request mediation, contact information including a telephone number that a parent may use to receive more information about the mediation process, and information regarding pro bono representation and other free or low-cost legal and related services available in the area. Parents may request the information about mediation to be translated into the parent's native language. If the native language spoken by the parents is spoken by more than 1% of the student population in the local school system, the IEP-IFSP team shall provide the parent with a translated document within 30 days after the date of the request. An employee of the Office of Administrative Hearings, OAH, who is qualified and trained in effective mediation techniques, will conduct the mediation. OAH is an impartial entity that is not part of MSDE. OAH has a list of qualified employees who have no personal or professional conflict of interest, are not employees of a state agency, or the LEA that is involved in the education or care of the child, and are selected in an impartial manner to conduct the mediation. A qualified mediator, as described above, is not an employee of MSDE or an LEA solely because he or she serves as the mediator. Mediation is at no cost to the parent or public agency responsible for the child's early intervention or education, including the cost of a meeting with parents to encourage mediation. A request for mediation is made to the public agency responsible for the early intervention or education of the child and the OAH. To assist parents with filing a request for mediation, a form is available from the public agency and on the MSDE website at www.marylandpublicschools.org. For further assistance, contact the public agency's Special Education Office or the MSDE Division of Early Intervention Special Education Services, 410-767-7770. Parents or the public agency may be accompanied and advised by counsel during mediation. A mediation session will generally occur within 20 days of the receipt of a written request, but must be scheduled in a timely manner and at a location convenient to the parties to the dispute. Mediation sessions are closed proceedings. Discussions that occur during mediation must be confidential and cannot be used as evidence in any subsequent due process hearing or civil action of any federal or state court of a state receiving assistance under Part B of IDEA. Parents or the public agency may be asked to sign a confidentiality pledge before the start of the mediation. An agreement reached by the parties in the mediation must be set forth in a written agreement that is enforceable in any state court that has the authority to hear this type of case, or in a federal district court. This agreement must be signed by the parent and a representative of the agency with authority to bind the agency. Mediation is available to resolve disputes whether a parent has filed a due process complaint to request a due process hearing, but a public agency may not use mediation to deny or delay the parent's right to a hearing on the parent's due process complaint. Meeting to encourage mediation. A public agency may offer to parents who elect not to use the mediation process to meet at a time and location convenient to the parents, to explain the benefits of the mediation process and encourage parents to use the process. Difference between a state complaint and a due process complaint. In addition to mediation, parents have the right to use the state complaint process or the due process complaint process to resolve disagreements with the public agency. These options have different rules and procedures. The IDEA regulations have separate procedures for state complaints and for due process complaints. As explained below, any individual or organization may file a state complaint alleging a violation of any IDEA requirements by a public agency. Only a parent or a public agency may file a due process complaint on any matter relating to the identification, evaluation, early intervention services, or educational placement of a child with a disability, or the provision of a free appropriate public education, FAPE, to the child. MSDE staff generally must resolve a state complaint within 60 calendar days, unless the timeline is properly extended. An ALJ must hear a due process complaint if not resolved through a resolution meeting or through mediation, and issue a written decision within 45 calendar days after the end of the resolution period or the adjusted resolution period, unless the ALJ grants a specific extension of the timeline at the parent's request or the public agency's request. For an overview and comparison of these options, see the attachment to this document. State complaint. An organization or individual, including one from another state, has the right to file a state complaint with the Maryland State Department of Education, MSDE. In order for the state to conduct an investigation, the written complaint must meet specific criteria as required in the IDEA regulations. The MSDE is responsible for disseminating widely the state complaint procedures to parents and other interested individuals, including parent training and information centers, protection and advocacy agencies, independent living centers, and other appropriate entities. If an organization or individual, including one from another state, believes a public agency has violated a federal or state law or regulation concerning an early intervention or special education requirement, or that a public agency has not implemented a due process hearing decision, a state complaint may be filed in order to resolve the matter. The complaint must be filed with the MSDE and should be addressed to the Assistant State Superintendent, Division of Early Intervention Special Education Services, MSDE, 200 West Baltimore Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The person or organization that files a state complaint with MSDE must also send a copy of the complaint to the public agency at the same time. To assist with filing the complaint, detailed procedures and a form are available on the MSDE website at www.marylandpublicschools.org or by calling the Division's Complaint Investigation and Due Process Branch at 410-767-7770. The state complaint must include a statement that the public agency has violated a requirement of federal or state law or regulation, or that the public agency failed to implement a due process hearing decision, the facts upon which the statement is based, the signature and contact information for the person or organization filing the state complaint, and if the state complaint is alleging a violation with respect to a specific child, the name and address of residence of the child, the name of the school the child is attending, in the case of a homeless child or youth, available contact information for the child and the name of the school the child is attending, a description of the nature of the problem of the child, including facts related to the problem, and a proposed resolution of the problem to the extent known and available to the party at the time the state complaint is filed. Note, MSDE has model forms to assist parents and public agencies in filing a state complaint. Parents, public agencies, and other parties may use the model form, or they may use any other form as long as it meets the requirements above. A state complaint must allege a violation that has occurred not more than 1 year prior to the state receiving the complaint. MSDE must issue a written decision that contains findings of fact and conclusions within 60 calendar days of receipt of the state complaint, and may extend the 60-day timeline only if exceptional circumstances exist regarding a particular complaint, or the parent and the public agency involved voluntarily agree to extend the time to try to mediation or alternative means of dispute resolution. At a minimum, MSDE shall conduct an independent on-site investigation if it is determined necessary, provide the complainant the opportunity to submit additional information, either orally or in writing, about the allegations in the state complaint. Provide the public agency with the opportunity to submit a proposal to resolve the complaint and provide the parties with the opportunity to voluntarily engage in mediation consistent with 34 CFR section 300.506. Review all relevant information and make an independent determination as to whether a public agency has violated requirements of federal and state laws, and issue a written decision to the complainant and the public agency that addresses each allegation in the complaint and contains findings of fact and conclusions and the reasons for MSDE's final decision. The decision will also include procedures for the effective implementation of the final decision if needed, including technical assistance activities, negotiations, and corrective actions to achieve compliance. If MSDE determines a public agency has failed to provide appropriate services, the final written decision shall address how a public agency is to remediate the denial of those services appropriate to the needs of the child, including corrective action appropriate to address the needs of the child, such as compensatory services or monetary reimbursement, and appropriate future services for all children with disabilities. Resolving a state complaint. Mediation and other less formal methods to resolve the disagreement may be available and are encouraged. If the parties resolve the complaint, MSDE does not conduct an investigation under the federal regulations. Resolving a state complaint that is the subject of a due process hearing. If MSDE receives a state complaint that is also part of a due process hearing, or if a state complaint contains multiple issues of which one or more are part of a hearing, MSDE must set aside any part of the state complaint that is being addressed in the due process hearing until the conclusion of that due process hearing. However, any issue in the state complaint that is not part of the due process hearing must be resolved using the timeline and procedures described above. If an issue is raised in a state complaint that has previously been decided in a due process hearing involving the same parties, the hearing decision is binding, and MSDE shall inform the complainant to that effect.